Hi friends, my name is Professor Ashish Hathi. I'll be taking you through this chapter called Service Management Part 2. Presumption is that you all have covered already Part 1. I'll just briefly introduce about me. With 29 years of marketing support related experience, with lot of cross section B2B and B2C almost equal, 15 years B2B and 14 years B2C, worked 23 years towards company side, last 7 years into the service side, and worked for a lot of numerous industries. I think I'll be able to definitely bring home my experience to make you understand this concept of service management part 2. With that, we commence our journey. This is about 10 chapters that we'll be covering, and chapters have their own specific unique objective to be achieved. And we will try and see that this understanding is rendered to you as much as possible by explaining you through examples, some examples which is local, some examples which are, say, like already given in a book, but I will try and explain you a little better so that overall your grasping about the subject matter improves very well. What is service management? So service management, the primarily, I am not getting into the well-defined definition, but primarily as it suggests that whatever service that you are rendering, whatever service that you have conceptualized, whatever service you plan to deliver it to your consumers, you need to manage that very well. You need to manage, when I say, you need to ensure that this is delivered to your consumers in the way it is expected by you. That creates the required impact on the consumer's mind, so that it creates a bonding with your brand, with your company, and that gives you a clear competitive advantage. And as a result of that, consumers will want to come back to you. However, the management part refers to the back-end management, like whatever that you have promised to be delivered, there's a lot of back-end that needs to be really worked out. Back-end in terms of process, back-end in terms of people capability, back-end in terms of IT and infrastructures, all that gets covered under a subject called service management. We are at part 2, so part 2 covers certain aspects which are not covered earlier in part 1. So I will start explaining you this service management part 2. Let's understand first what are our learning objectives. We wish to cover this subject in this particular chapter, which is service operation strategy. We will try and highlight you what is service operation. You must get an understanding about what is service operation. From there, we will move to understanding what is strategy. We will link it to what is operation strategy, and we will connect it to what is service operation strategy. And later then we will try and see how various processes and various innovations, etc., can help you deliver what is expected in terms of service management, operation strategy management aspect of it. So that's our learning objective from this subject. So I'll commence explaining you really the concept of service operation strategy. First, let's understand what are the trends that is happening. Why this entire concept of service management is emerging as a critical aspect. I need to give you an idea. Like, I began my professional career way back in, say, 85. 85 is an era where India was more kind of a manufacturing centric, more an agricultural centric, agrarian economy as it was known as. And today, lot of you see lot of service aspects being introduced in whatever organization, whatever product that you deal with. To give you that factual aspect of it, the service sector's GDP, that is gross domestic product of our country, share now stands at almost 60% vis-a-vis 20% almost 3 decades back. So 3 decades back, service was accounting for only 20%. Now it is accounting for 60% of our GDP, gross domestic product. So the value addition in our gross domestic product is more coming from services being rendered, services being introduced, and not from manufacturing or say agricultural aspects of our economy. Interestingly, revenue from service marketing has substantially grown for various organizations. When I say that, what point to be noted is, earlier organization used to be either product centric. They have introduced a product which is say electrical motor, or they have introduced an alternator, or they have introduced a shaving cream for you. Remember those Godrej we had a, you know, soap kind of a tikiya, and on which we used to rub our brush. That's about it, you know. And once they do that, their role was practically over. Later, the concept where required the after sale used to come in. After sale also was a very rudimentary aspect, the way it was handled. You need to call up afterwards at a convenience, the guy will come, and various other elements used to be there. There was a kind of easy this thing attitude also at the client's end in many cases. So, ek din late ho gaya to chalega ya to, you know, the personal relation used to ensure that the both takes care of each other. And that's how the services used to get, or after sales used to get, after service used to get, you know, rendered. From that era, we have now moved to an era where only product may not really take you further. Many companies who have products, who have good products, also have commenced their journey long back in having a product plus service organization. So be it an automobile manufacturer, he will not rest at just making an automobile. He will have to also couple various other services to make overall impact on the consumers. This is the two other elements that comes in. Not only the service as an concept of delivery that really stands you apart vis-a-vis the competition, but what comes out is a share of wallet. You know, there was always in marketing, there is always a fight to get the maximum out of the existing consumers. Now, if you look at, say, like automobile purchase. Now, in automobile, the cost of an automobile is one cost beyond which consumer spends lot on accessories, lot on insurance, lot on, you know, other aspects. Now, if really you plot this cost that he incurs, what comes out is like almost only 40% is the cost of a automobile. Remaining 60% cost goes to all other aspects, like say finance. If he has taken in finance, so there is a third party finance who's into picture. Now, considering that, how you can retain that share of money going to somebody else, you need to introduce those services in your capabilities. So that many, today you see many automobile companies have their own finance company. So as a result, what happens, the finance kitty also remains with the main company and it doesn't go to third party financials, etc. So under this scenario, and this is the way, and many other ways, companies have introduced a lot of services. So product plus services are been introduced so that overall differentiation is created with the consumers, and consumers therefore would love to deal with you again and again. Not only automobile companies, now various FMCG companies, various other fashion, you take various retail industry which is booming in our country, white goods industry, all of them have resorted to what you call a concept of service plus, you know, or a product plus service. For example, if I had to just touch base with you, you currently, that is in say like April 2015, you must be watching one TV commercial which is Khushiyon Ki Guarantee. This is by Lloyd as a group of company, where they have introduced a concept called concept of, if you are happy, you pass on this code which is only coming to you as a consumer, you pass on this code to the service engineer that assures them that you are completely happy. If you are not happy about any aspect of the service, don't pass on this code to the service engineer. He is not able to register this code in his report. That means customer is unhappy. So there is no, like, you know, manipulation of the report. Only when this code has been shared with the service engineer, the report is taken as a valid report, and it is authentication that you are happy about the service rendered, and that's the reason why you have passed on this code to the service engineers. So friends, in short, I was trying to tell you, many companies have introduced therefore the concept of service revenue, which is helping them to differentiate themselves from the competition. And not only that, the revenue comes to you in a much faster way than the product being sold. So that's the second aspect. It's a high margin business and contributes in higher share of profit. What you need to realize is, product, intense competition, globalization, the prices are determined by factors which are much beyond your, you know, ability to decide. Therefore, you to remain competitive may be compelled to put a price which may not give you a higher margin. But services are something which is your capabilities, you have developed, and you are offering it to it, which is intangible. This intangible has to be perceived in a tangible manner by your consumers. Therefore, your capability to have a higher margin in the service that you render is much higher. Therefore, that also makes a sense that logically organization should introduce more of a services so that product plus service orientation will give you maximum revenue. I will want to explain you this through a proper chart. So this is on the next slide. As you can see here, this is like a typical product oriented organization where I am just hypothetically telling you that margin is say 15%, fixed cost will be 50%, variable cost is 35%. Now if you continue to sell this more and more and more, what will happen? This will not change. You will only get this fixed. While if you move to service, services have a potential to get higher margin. As I told you, consumers do not know, competition do not know what are your fixed costs, what are your variable costs. So fixed and variable over and above, if you charge say 35% margin, the service rendered will get you better margin. Now what if you do this of more and more of service if you introduce with higher margin, what will happen is the impact on your revenue. Your revenue will ultimately therefore may get you a margin of say almost 40%, and fixed and variable cost gets divided accordingly. So what I am trying to tell you, more service introduction will overall increase organization's profitability. So this is what concept I wanted you to understand. So that is what this higher margin business, if you have more of a service being introduced, it will get you better revenue, and not only better revenue, it will get you higher margin also. Irrespective of nature of your organization, service delivery will be a crucial differentiator. Whether you are an NGO, simple, where no profit, no loss, you are a private sector company, MNC, FMCG, those tags are merely for your reference. Consumers will not bother whether you are an MNC and you are giving a poor service, so I must still continue to buy more from this MNC, irrespective of quality of service, no. They will immediately want to find out an alternative to you. So in such scenarios, they will swap your brand with other brand who tries to give them a better service, and their experience suppose becomes a good experience, they will want to remain with that brand and they will not want to come to you. So irrespective of the nature of organization that you are in, service is becoming a crucial differentiator, and therefore service management is a crux, and service management, the backbone is service operation strategy that you have. Service is a front face, what you promise you are delivering to your consumer. To achieve that, their entire backbone has to be ready. So for example, DHL guaranteeing you that, you know, my delivery, international delivery will be within 72 hours. They have created the entire backbone where required they have their own flights, you know, they have their own aircrafts to deliver the cargo. They have their own vehicles, they have their own manpower who's committed, who knows that, you know, if the parcel has come into my hand, I must deliver within so many hours. So you see them running around on bikes, on vans. Vans also will not want to wait long. And he expects that his person goes up, delivers the package and comes down soon. So their turnaround is much better. So that is what we call a backbone. And a backbone will have aspects like people, the process and the infrastructure. So we will try and understand those things as we move forward. Operation system must align itself to deliver service as per the strategy. Service is not a mere ad hoc attempt. Service itself is a strategy. An organization who casually introduces services often fails. Organization which develops service strategy are definitely bound to success either sooner or later. So service itself, when it's a strategy, operation system that you have, whatever system that you create, must get aligned to the final strategic deliverables. So strategic deliverables, when I say timely delivery is also 72 hours guarantee. Say for example, in this case, I would like to take Domino's Pizza's example. So they say 30 minutes, you know, delivery, otherwise pizza is free. Now, when they declare that, they are damn sure that whatever location where they have put in their shop, vis-a-vis the area that they have decided to service, they have seen the complete logistics, their people have found out ways on alternative routes to reach out different locations, they have determined if there are any traffic blockages or if there are any severe problem before putting up that shop. It is not that after they put up a shop, they come out saying that nahi, the traffic both hota hai, this junction is a problem, so we delivered late and all. It will never happen with the Domino's, this thing. So there is their strategy being the fastest delivery. Entire service operation is aligned to that. When you say that service operation, even setting up of a proper location will be an entire activity. And they will determine whether they should be present in Parel. For example, from personal experience, I can tell you, Domino's was coming up in every part of the Mumbai city. And we often, wherever we go, used to tell them, that you don't cover the Dadar areas. Dadar, you don't have Domino's in the east. It took quite a time when Domino's started in Dadar, which is near Parel. They often used to say that, you know, we have some service issues that is hampering us. At that time, for a common people like my wife or my kid, it was difficult to understand. Yes, I could probably understand that there is something which is, when they are checking it out, conveying to them that Parel, Lal Bagh and this area could be a problem in terms of delivering a guaranteed service. Later, they would have found out a ways and means to overcome, and when they really got prepared, the outlet came out in Parel. And now they are servicing to the surrounding area. So that's what your entire operation needs to align with your service. Operation system must create and deliver total experience for the consumers. So what is critical is, when your entire operation system that you are developing, your operation system is meant to be for your consumers. Consumers must get every time the same experience. Consumers should not be wondering about, are DHL ko diya hai, DHL ki delivery aayegi kya? No, they should not be worried about, are Domino's ko order kiya hai yaar, today we say confidently to our guests, yaar, tere ko aadha ghanta baithna padega, not even aadha ghanta, yaar, wo aa jata hai hamare paas 20 minute mein. And you confidently, you know, encourage them to tell you to order a Domino's pizza, and then you go ahead and proudly order your Domino's pizza. It gets delivered, guest enjoys it, and so it is meant to be for final consumers. And when you do that, consumer is supposed to get a complete experience as he has envisaged. There cannot be any questionable possibilities in the mind of your consumer. So you need to really align your operation system to create that final experience for the consumers. And that experience has to be same every time. When I say that, the efficient service delivery will create a strong differentiator, difficult for competition to beat. Now when you do so much, you know, when you have a clear service strategy, you create your entire backbone, which is service operation. Your service operations are aligned to your strategy. And when that happens, consumers continue to get a same level of service what they expected from you. And when that happens again and again and again, consumers will want to remain with you, come back to you again and again. And as a result, the differentiator, which is your service that you have created, it is very difficult for consumers to replicate. Domino's has been in our country for, I think, a decade now, but still there is no sustained competition that I can say that they have encountered in what they deliver, what they promise and deliver, etc. So today, many, when it comes to home delivery of pizza, the first name that comes to mind is a Domino's pizza, though there are leading pizza brands definitely present in our country also. So that's the clear indication that if you really create an edge in your service delivery, you will create a competitive differentiator, which even competition cannot beat. And if that is a scenario, consumers have no option but to keep coming to you. So very critical, service creates a differentiator, which is a much powerful, which even a competition cannot really outbeat you. And that, if you try to improve continuously again and again through your operation strategy, through your operations management, you really create a different revenue model for you. And that is what this entire subject is all about. So what we will be doing, friends, before I define strategy, what we will be doing is, we will check one film. I have one TV commercial. I am sure you all must have also seen, but it is a good opportunity that we see this TV commercial. This TV commercial is on Tata Sky. Tata Sky, we all know, have their own, you know, strength and weaknesses. I will want to just touch up on the weakness part. Weakness parts are their supposedly service, you know, delivery in terms of attending to consumers have not been widely accepted. You may consider this as my personal opinion, but you also can determine when I say that based on your past experience or whatever word of mouth that you have seen. They have, after so many years of their inception in our country, now probably they've decided to upgrade their entire infrastructure, technology infrastructure. So they are resorting to that. Now, when they are resorting to that, they know that this may cause a service delivery, that is, transmissions in some area may get interrupted. Now, they are cautioning in advance to consumers through this TV commercial, which is nothing but a service management commercial, where they are telling consumers that in case if you face an issue, how to reach out to them. They are going and announcing upfront, for this visit you will not be charged. Otherwise an experience or even the smallest of a visit that you want their consumer, you know, service engineer to come to your house for, there is a fixed charge that you have to pay. After visiting your house, it may be a small just a wire adjustment, or it may be that, you know, he says ke bhai, he will have to go back and get the part, etc. Of course, that charge you have to pay. So there is so much in the mind of consumers. The people even are afraid to call Tata Sky engineers, you know. So they are also upfront in declaring that ye service, ye visit ke charges will not be applicable if it is for this particular purpose that you have given a call for. So let's have a look at this TVC, and then we will move forward in understanding of our service management. So having seen this video, having seen these advertisements, I'm sure it comes out to you very clearly. They are trying to gain customer confidence that we are embarking on a journey of infrastructure change. This may create an inconvenience for you. In case of inconvenience, feel free to come to us. They are showing the commitment of the team. That is the one plus part, where the team is sacrificing something for himself with family, kind of a thing. And he says he is committed to ensure that this deliverable or this infrastructure change happens smoothly, so that Tata Sky consumers do not face any inconvenience. And they are sharing their number, they are sharing the way SMS can also be sent. They are then stamping it with telling you that no service charge will be levied for this visit. And then he is telling me, telling all of you to create that, you know, compassion into you, to create that feeling that maine ye saal shayad miss kiya mera cricket ya to mera shadi. There is one aspect where shadi is also being missed out. There is a third ad in which the visit to Taj Mahal has been postponed and etc. So they are then saying that, you know, ye to baad mein bhi ho sakta hai, because infrastructure development once in long term ho raha hai. So it is my commitment that I will have this infrastructure being developed, upgraded, so that later on my Tata Sky consumers will not have a troublesome delivery of the signals and etc. etc. So with that, it's the right time to embark on understanding what is service strategy, you know. So that is what service operation strategy. Let's understand the definition per se. There's one definition by Michael Porter, very well known you know, strategist and expert in marketing, etc. He's a professor at Harvard Business School. He defines the need for strategy to define and communicate an organization's unique position, and that it should determine how organizational resources, skills should be combined to create competitive advantage. Very short, but it harps on that you need to develop and define your service aspect. This service part, and what is your service commitment that has to come out, it should be communicated both within and outside, so as to, it allows you to put your organizational resources, your skills within the organization, all can be at the back end tied together, which will create undisputed competitive advantage. So it definitely finally harps on, okay, why do you do all these things? You do all these things to create that competitive differentiation for you, for your product, for your organization. That will give you a mileage over competition, and that will get you more revenue at a better margin. There's a next definition by Gary Johnson and Kevin Scholes. They are the authors of Exploring Corporate Strategy. So they have like explored what is known as a aspect of corporate strategy. In one such thing is also the service operation strategy. So that strategy determines the direction and scope of an organization over long term, and that it should determine how resources should be configured to meet the needs of markets and the stakeholders. This particular definition is only towards defining a strategy. This is applicable even we can say to a service operation strategy. Here it says that strategy gives the direction. It clearly defines that if there is a strategy, strategy is supposed to give you a direction. It should not keep you in, you know, wilderness. It should not keep you guessing. It also defines the scope for the organization. What is the organization scope of delivery? It tells you that. It tells you at a period, yani, whether it is a mid-term strategy, short-term or a long-term strategy. So it gives you a time commitment related to your developed strategy. And then it tells you that determines how resources should be configured. So having developed your long-term strategy or mid-term strategy, to achieve what has been declared as a strategy, you will require a lot of resources. You will have to probably realign your resources. So all those things gets covered, configured to meet the needs of market and stakeholders. So your resources can be either in the form of infrastructure, can be the people, etc. All that needs to be realigned, reconfigured to be able to deliver what is consumer experience that you have committed as a strategic aspect of your service orientation, and that is what you need to achieve. So that is a strategy. It gives you a direction, it connects you with the time and the scope, and once you do that, it compels you to reorient and realign your organizational resources so that it meets the requirement of the market and your other stakeholders. Stakeholders covers various other back-end partners. As we move along, we will understand that. So having understood what is strategy, I am still trying to show you this by an example. Strategy need not be long statements or chapters and chapters, etc. This is a one example from the automobile company, as I have my roots out there. The strategy for the newly launched vehicle, so this is how it was defined. You know, in the year one, the year of launch, the strategy will be to identify the pond. Now, it was very clear that in a very competitive automobile market, expansion, no doubt, is always everybody pursues the expansion of the market. You know, so that is like, you know, develop a new market or say get a totally new set of consumers, etc. But you get major volume from those existing clusters. So idea is like you need to find out your own pond. Yani, where is that lucrative pond for you that is going to give you the resource, that is going to give you the orders. So that year was a strategy where people were supposed to just identify which is a large market in their area and then go over there and try and grab as many orders as possible. So it could be a large market when I say in terms of a region, region can the state, states can the city, city can the, you know, town, area specific. So if it's a Mumbai city and if it's a luxury car, no point in doing it in Naigaon and Mira Road, but point is to be present in Sobo and, you know, that kind of or say Juhu Tara Road, etc. So that you get maximum of those consumers. So that's what finding the pond. Second year was to expand the pond. Now you found your location, you found where you're tapping your resources, consumers and market, how you can expand, how you can move from Juhu Tara to cover Andheri, Lokhandwala to like, you know, various other premium areas of the city, etc. So that is like what you call an expanding the pond. And then the third year was dive deep inside the pond. And when you say dive deep inside the pond, what the people, what the sales team, what the dealer team used to, was supposed to do, was to really identify, go through last 2 years of purchases, identify who that customer is, whether he is contemplating a replacement, to like what are his business, you know. So it's like idea is to try and see whether you can sell him more cars. Yeah. So that's what, and if he's into a corporate this thing, so take his lead. And if he's an entrepreneur himself, for office work, if he's not using your car, for office he has deployed some other vehicle. So idea is like, can you get him buy one product of your, you know, your car, so that for office use also that car gets, you know, used, etc. So that's what, you know, dive deep into the pond so you know your consumers better and thereby expand your market volume. So that is what is you call a strategy. So idea was so far to understand the terminology called strategy. I'm sure like you now understood with two definition and one example. So overall service management strategy encompasses three aspects. First is people, second is technology, and third is the process. People includes culture, attitude, beliefs and skills. Then comes technology, that is infrastructure, that is all hardware and software that you have. And in the process, it is like how each processes are aligned to the next process so that they deliver a complete package to the next process who is able to add value so that finally it gets delivered to your consumers in the way it is expected so that he gets the right experience. So that is what strategy, steering, directions and integration. So your strategy is supposed to give you a direction, as I have earlier mentioned. So service operation strategy or service management strategy encompasses three aspects: people, technology and processes. You have to work on each one of them. While you are embarking your journey on service operation strategy development, you need to define your strategy in a way that it encapsulates all these three aspects. And when you do that, it will become a very comprehensive strategy. It will give not only direction to your people, it will help them to identify the resources required or realign the existing resources so that they are aligned to deliver the value to the next process. Processes are simplified, processes are like critically looked upon, processes are developed to add value, the one which does not add value is removed, etc. So many such changes also happen in the process, the way the entire delivery to consumer is oriented, that also has to undergo change. IT being a backbone should continue to give you the real-time information, should be able to give you a predictive tools, etc., so that you are in a position, should also give tools to your consumers so that consumers knows what is happening. Today, when you give any parcel to say DHL, Blue Dart, etc., you have a web tracking available and that web tracking is live. There may be a courier called say Turakhya courier, I am just giving an example, who also claims that you can track your parcel, but when you actually go on to that website and try and do, you may not get a real-time update. You may get your parcel is somewhere else. When you call up, they say, sir, wo to hamare wahan ekdam har roj subah ya to har roj 8 baje subah pehle din ka system upload hota hai, tabhi wo status change hoga, aapka parcel ya to kal pahunch gaya hoga, all those roundabout answer, which is not the case with say DHL, Blue Dart, etc. It will clearly tell you that goods have left from this hub, which is the hub of your delivery area, and you will know that once it is left, it is going to get delivered. This they have achieved so much that they even started what you call a premium delivery services. Now, if you want your packets to reach next day before 10, they charge you additional, and it is assured that your goods will, your packets or documents will reach next day before 10 o'clock in all those select cities. So, this backbone they have developed so hard and so well that now they are able to introduce the service, which is a premium service for which they charge you more, and customers who really want this, their quotation to reach say consumers the next day early so that they stand to get a chance being considered, will use that kind of a service, and DHL Blue Dart gets a premium revenue, high margin, and their total overall market share will increase. So that's what service operation strategy under which the service management strategy that really gets come, and it is synonyms almost, and you need to really work on these three aspects. So having understood, let's move forward. The importance of operations strategy. Operation strategy has to take into account four aspects, that is competition, globalization, rising cost and shrinking margin. So we will try and really understand this through some examples. What I am trying to briefly touch base to you is, when you develop your operation strategy, when you develop your service operation strategy, what is becoming critical is it's a competition.